All right, so got my trusty recorder started, and we've had our first early bird winner. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's because you weren't an early bird. You didn't come early. So it's always good to come early to my events, whether webinars or teleclasses, because we always have some special prize to reward you for being on time and present. So we've got two winners so far. And we'll be giving tickets away throughout the evening in between the training. So, and I'll just tell you briefly so you can prepare for how you will win. You'll be emailing orders at Anteon.com. So be ready with that, with whatever device you're on, ORDERS, orders at Anteon, ANTION.com. And I'll be giving you specific phrases to put in the subject line, and then the first people to get them to me will be the winners. And we'll tell you what you need to do if you really want to take advantage of your prize. And we just ask you, if you've already either signed up for Author 101, you can't really get a refund if you happen to win tonight. You can gift this to somebody else as long as they really want to use it. And it'll be great. I'm telling you, it's going to be great. You're going to be fired up before we're done tonight. All right, let's get into the session. Welcome to the virtual studios of Anteon Associates. I'm Tom Anteon, and I'll be your host for the evening. We're broadcasting tonight, as always, from the Great Internet Marketing Retreat Center in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where for now going on 13 years, people have come in from all over the world to study internet marketing in a lap of luxury. Tonight, we have a great repeat guest, Rick Frischman, will be telling us how to make our fortune using free publicity as our vehicle. Now, I've got just a few announcements before we get going, and also we're going to have a surprise guest throughout the night, so you don't want to miss that. And you'll have some extra prizes from that surprise guest and some extra super tips. So you don't want to miss it. Okay, make sure you write this down because Rick talks fast. And if you don't listen as fast as he talks, you might want to listen to the replay. And it will be available for a short while at greatinternetmarketing.com, greatinternetmarketing.com/teleseminars.htm, teleseminars.htm. I will also be emailing you that link again as a reminder afterwards. So don't kill yourself if you didn't write it down properly. I'll email it as soon as the recording is ready. And also we have enormous number of great webinars at tomanteonwebinars.com. You'll hear replays of lots of great stuff there. Okie dokie. We're going to give out, I think, about 16 free tickets to Author 101 University tonight. Just a reminder, it's April 9th through 11th in Los Angeles, and it's one of the longest and most reputable, credible, superstar-type events for authors or people that are thinking about being an author. You don't have to be an author to attend. But I'll tell you what, by the time you get done with it, you'll want to be an author if you aren't then. And it also, there's agents and publishers there, and you'll meet. I mean, it's just one of the greatest events. That's why I speak there, and I don't speak many places anymore. So so make sure you check it out. Okay, so let's get rolling here. Let me make sure everything's working right on my end. All right, so our topic tonight is how authors use publicity to make massive book sales. But we're going to go in a lot of directions, and Rick has got an enormous amount of experience, and he's in the hub of the publicity in the world, New York City. He was the top of the top there. In fact, he was the founder of Planned Television Arts, which he sold out for, I think, $182 million a month payment on for this big thing that he created. But he's been one of the leading book publicists in America for over 30 years. He's worked with many of the top book editors, literary agents, and publishers in America, including Simon & Schuster, Random House, Wiley, HarperCollins, Hyperion, Pocket Books, Penguin, tons more. A lot of them don't exist anymore, but he worked with all of them. He's worked with many of the best-selling authors, Bill Moyers, Stephen King, Caroline Kennedy, Howard Stern, Jimmy Carter. I can never read that without laughing. Howard Stern and Jimmy Carter in the same sentence. Mark Victor Hansen, Nelson DeMille, John Grisham, Hugh Downs, Henry Kissinger, Alan Dershowitz, Arnold Palmer, Harvey McKay, and the list is, I'm running out of breath. So let's bring them on. Rick, hey, nice to talk to you, bud.
Hey, Tommy, good to talk to you. My little friend. When we're together, I sit on Tom's lap.
It's like Santa Claus.
And it's great to hear your voice. Welcome, everybody who just got on the call. Interestingly, you've been doing your internet boot camp, you know, in Center for 13 years, and I think we've been doing this is our 13th year. We started doing Author 101 University in 2002, and we've done 2 to 3 events a year since then. And so this is our 30th event or whatever. But I started doing publicity in 1976. This is actually, believe it or not, I just started my 39th year of doing this, which means
wow.
I am an old fart. So that's,
yeah,
that's
but you're in better shape than ever.
Yes, thank goodness. I'm down in Florida in the winter. I'm playing tennis every day, so I can beat your butt.
My fat butt, yeah.
But I've run the biggest book PR company in America for 35 years and launched a lot of folks, and this is who were totally unknowns, who just wanted to be an author, and they had no platform. They didn't have anything when we first started. You know, folks like Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, Harv Eker, you know, novelists like Nelson DeMille, Barbara Taylor Bradford. I mean, a lot of folks, and we'll talk about some other famous people who were totally unknowns, and they became famous authors and became rich, which is kind of nice too, because they learned about platform, they learned about publicity, learned about marketing. So on this call, we're going to talk about two things, how to get a whole bunch of publicity for little or no money, and we're going to give you a whole bunch of resources that will help you that cost very little in a lot of ways, some new things we haven't even talked about ever before, but new ways to do it yourself so you don't pay a PR firm. And the other thing we're going to talk about tonight is getting published and writing a book. So raise your hands with this. We have great technology, and Tom has the best technology, as you know. We can actually see you if you raise your hand, so make sure everybody keep your clothes on. But raise your hand if you're an author, and now raise your hand if you want to be an author. There
yep.
you go. Get them up. There, okay. Very
everybody.
Good.
Everybody. Yeah.
Now, I know many of you saying, well, like, I don't even know how to write, and I don't even know if I need to have a book, or and I haven't even done it yet, so why should I come? The answer is you should, even if it's just an idea, and if you just want to change the world and also build your platform. So, which leads me to a little bit about me, which is I am the crappiest writer on this call. In fact, I'm probably the crappiest writer in America, and Tom will vouch for that.
Absolutely.
Right. But I have actually in my hands, my 18th book is coming out next month, and it's called Mistakes Author Makes, really learn how to avoid the 50 biggest mistakes authors make. My first book came out in 2000, which is Guerrilla Marketing for Writers. And I've sold hundreds of thousands of books. Now, I'm not a number one New York Times bestseller, but I've been a number one national bestseller several times. And we'll talk about the difference, you know, in that. But having a book gave me credibility. And even though I was a PR guy since 1976 and handled a ton of people, once my first book came out, which was Guerrilla Marketing for Writers, the media thought I was important. The media thought that I was the authority on the subject. Why? Because I wrote the book on the subject. And then I started getting on radio shows, and I've been on hundreds of radio shows and TV shows. I've been on Fox News and lots of TV shows and all across America, and I've been on Bloomberg and on newspaper, which is even more important. If that doesn't go away, you can see it. I've been in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, New York Post, Newsday, and you can see them all on my site. And that's important because everything I'm talking about is something I want you to do. So my site is rickfrischman.com, and you can actually see me on Fox News and, yes, even on Oprah. So, and that's a long story on how I got on, but you can see me. I was much younger then, so there. At any rate, everything changed when I had a book. Even though I've been doing it for a long time and handled famous people and, you know, I have pictures of all these famous people, when I became an author, everything changed. And that's what I want for all of you. So we're going to talk about platform. Now, by the way, I am a publisher. I sold my company, even though I still consult with PR, but I am the publisher at Morgan James Publishing. Right down the road from Tom in Virginia, is where our headquarters are. And we publish, David Hancock is the founder, about 150 books a year. We get 5,000 manuscripts a year, and we accept about 150, so we don't take everybody. But with Brendan Burchard, went to number one in New York Times, as had Jeff Walker. In fact, we're probably going to have another fellow, Mel Abraham. We just launched the book yesterday, and that should probably go to number one New York Times by next week.
What's the name of it?
Oh, my goodness. It's
it's
about marketing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, entrepreneurship. Actually, I posted it on my Facebook page.
I wanted to know what it was about, yeah.
Yeah, nonfiction, but entrepreneurship, et cetera. But we publish, just so you know, we a lot of nonfiction books like those, but also we publish fiction, and we publish children's books and Christian books as well. So you can check that out at morganjamespublishing.com. But back to you on this call, and then we're going to give away some tickets. All of you, the first thing that we're going to do, in fact, is do a Google search about you and check out your websites. That's why we have Tom Ante on there teaching, because he teaches you about everything you need to know about the Internet and websites, et cetera. But when you come to me with a book proposal and you come to me saying you have a book, I'm going to check out who you are and see what comes up first. So you can, in fact, put in Rick Frischman in Google and see what comes up. My site will come up. Well, that's what I'm going to do with your site. And here's what should be on your site really fast. I mean, so all of you need to have several websites, but one in particular, even though I have 18 books and 18 URLs, so I have a website for every one of my books, my speaker/author site is rickfrischman.com. And when you go there, you see pictures, you see streaming video, you see streaming audio, you see newspaper stories, links to buy my book, testimonials, and also An Ethical Bribe, which is a freebie. And Tom talks about this all the time. But so when I'm on radio and TV, I don't say go to author101.com or go to rickfrischman.com to go buy my book. I say go there and get my free $1 million Rolodex, which is 131 pages long, has thousands of contacts you can't get anywhere else, producers and editors, and that will get you my newsletter as well. So that's my freebie, my ethical bribe. And, yes, everybody on this call, I want you to go there after this call and sign up and get my freebie, my Rolodex, and that will get you my newsletter, which you can always opt out of later if you don't like all the stuff I send you on Sundays, but I send you really good stuff. But you all need to be doing that, number one, because that's what me as a publisher, that's the first thing I will do is check you out on the Internet and see all the good and all the bad, see what your platform is, see if you have a radio show, a TV show, how big a list you have, do you have a blog? Also, how big are you on Facebook? How big are you on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on YouTube? I just made a book deal for one of our attendees, and she got the biggest agent in America because she has a ton of followers on YouTube. She has like 50,000 people that watch her stuff on YouTube every week. And that means she's important. She's got stuff to say. So all of you need to start working on your site, and we'll get back into that. We're probably at the first time to give away the first batch of
tickets.
Yeah,
we'll give some tickets away.
All right.
So for those of you just checking in, the way you win tickets is that you will have your email open. You'll email to orders, O-R-D-E-R-S, at Antheon.com. And a couple things. Please don't play the game if you know you can't attend April 9th to 11th in Los Angeles. And if you do win, you'll put a $100 no-show deposit, which you'll get back with no hassle as long as you show up. Because one of the nastiest things is to book a big, super big room and then 100 people don't show up. So you'll get a no-show deposit, and then you won't actually be on the roster until you show Rick your airfare or your hotel booking. So that's just some simple things to go along with this super deal to get a free ticket. So if you are ready, I want you to put in the subject line, "I want the money." I want the money. Put in your subject line, email it to me right away, and I'll interrupt Rick and tell you the winners.
All right. Sounds good. Now, by the way, winners and everyone else on this call, here is my email address. And Tom and I are some of the few people that give out our personal email address, and we respond quicker than almost anybody I know. Something that about me that Tom knows and is that I don't have a secretary. When you call the phone number, it's the bottom of author101university.com. That goes right to my cell phone. And people call that number and looking for a secretary, and they get me. And they go, "Really?" I said, "Yeah, that's it. I don't have assistants. You get me." And when you email Rick at rickfrischman.com, it goes right to my computer and to my iPhone. And you usually get a response within 5 minutes, unless it's I'm sleeping or something. But and Tom Antheon is one of the few other people I know in the world that is totally accessible and 100% there for his mentees, and we pride ourselves in that. So if you are some of the winners tonight, Tom will announce you, but send me an email saying I am a winner, and I will then send you the coupon code so you pay only $100, and we'll be talking directly from there in. Everybody else, by the way, that's still my email address. And if there are questions that we didn't answer on this call that I can help you with, feel free to send me an email, and I'll be happy to help you in any way I can. And as I said, my phone number is right on the bottom of Author 101 University. I don't want 100 people calling, but if it's an emergency, I won't, you know, that's me. So,
okay, we got winners.
All right, two more winners. Okay,
Jan Blount, B-L-O-U-N-T, and June Nakatani. Jan Blount and June Nakatani. So we'll get in touch with you. So,
yeah, and you can email me directly, and we'll get you the coupon code, et cetera. And by the way, that's for you and a guest. So everyone who wins tonight, it's for you and a guest. You can bring someone with you. All right. So let's get back to publicity and platform and publishing. So, number one, get your website going. Check out Tom's sites, of course. Check out mine. Number two, I want you to have tons of URLs. And I want you to have your name and misspellings of your name. I have a site called rickscheapdomains.com. Rickscheapdomains.com. By the way, I'm going to talk fast. If anything I say with resources is at rickfrischman.com. Don't worry about it. That's my private label where I don't mark it up. It's only $9.95 for URL. So I want you to own, like I have rickfrischman.com, have your name, have misspellings.com. If you can't get yours, then let's say your name is Tom Smith. You can't get it. Then you're the Tom Smith. You're the one and only Tom Smith. You're TomSmithAuthor.com. You're TomSmithSpeaker.com. And I want you to get URLs also for your kids. So if they don't own their names, you should own their URLs. Or if you have grandchildren, the minute they get a Social Security number, get their URLs as well. It's just a tip.
And then if they turn out to be rotten grandchildren, sell it back to them.
That's right. Sell it back for $1,000. But people go, I never thought about that. It costs $10 a year. Hello, this is simple, and you got to get this done. So, and get the you can even put my Rick Frischman in front of the my in front of it. But now here's the other really important thing. I want all of you to write down 5 titles for the books that you are thinking of writing. If you don't own the title, the URL for the title of your book, it's not the title of your book. I'll say it again. If you don't own the URL for the title of your book, it's not the title of your book. So, for instance, I own wheresyourwow.com, gorillapublicity.com, mistakesauthorsmake.com, etc., and 15 other ones. Now, let's say you screwed up and you didn't get it. Here's what you do. I own wheresyourwow.com, but I would also own wheresyourwowbook.com. So put the word book after your title and put the word movie after your title as well. Here's the secret sauce. Titles are 1 to 5 words. So think about, all my books generally are 1 to 5 words. As I said, Gorilla Publicity, Where's Your Wow, et cetera. But think about Blink, Tuesdays with Maury, generally, 3 words. Now, the subtitle of your book, if it's nonfiction, is the promise of the book, what we're going to teach you. 17 ways to get people to wish they were you. 28 strategies to lose, more weight. 10 ways to make more money by next week. So whatever you're going to promise them, what you're going to teach them in the book, that's the subtitle. That all can change, and we can do it later, but I want you to get the URLs for the title of your book, because you're going to go on TV and radio and newspaper and talk about your book, and it's got to be easy for them to get back there to get that freebie, that ethical bribe, and also they got to be able to spell it. So real important. So let's talk about publicity, and then we're going to talk more about publishing. Publicity, there are kind of 4 areas that you need to concentrate on. I call them 4 legs of a publicity chair. The first leg is internet. That's what we're talking about now. You have to have your website. You have to have, we talked about the social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. They're all free. And Tom is probably the number one expert pretty much in the world. I go to him about, it changes so fast, all the rules and all the different ways of dealing with Facebook and all these organizations. You need someone to just kind of get you going in the right place. But it's all free, and I want you to be on all of them. Plus, you can have a blog. Mine is on a WordPress blog, which is also free. The problem with the blog is you got to just put something up there. And if you have a book, it's very easy. You can just take little excerpts of it. But you need to be on all of these and keep on building all the time. And you're building your list by having your ethical bribe, et cetera. Tom has, you've been doing it longer than most of us, but Tom has an enormous list because he gives great value. And you have to always give great value on your, when you're on your newsletter and when you're sending things out and not sell all the time. That's why all of you are here tonight, because you trust Tom, you're on his list, and you believe in what he says. So that's your job, is to do the same thing. Second part is radio. Now, radio is the greatest medium because you can be on hundreds of radio shows all across America and you don't have to leave your house. You can do them from your hot tub. You can do them. I have friends who've done it from a boat, who've done radio shows from Belgium, from all, over the world. And you don't have to travel. And the best shows are on between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. You all who are coming to Author 101 University are going to meet Alex Carroll, who is radio publicity guru. He has made millions of dollars just doing radio shows, selling a little book. And he teaches people how to do it and how to get on radio shows. But I'm going to give you a strategy right now. Number one is the best shows between 7 and 9 a.m., the morning drive shows, There are 15 radio stations in most markets around the country. There's it, from all different formats, news stations, talk stations, country stations, but there's shows on early in the morning, and that's the ones that you want to call and get on. And you can call them. That what you do is I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. I mean, I book people on, you know, thousands of shows and book myself on it. You call the station up and you ask them, when is your show on? Do you have a talk show? Who's the producer? And it changes all the time. And you call the producer when the show is over, generally around 9:15. And when you call them up, you say you're an author, because that gives you credibility if you're an author. If you're not, you will be an author. And you can tell them, I've just been in a newspaper, but you're reacting to what's in the news. They don't care necessarily about your book. They don't care about your website. They care if you're going to be a great guest for their audience and react to what's in the news. So, for instance, if you know, what happened today? There was a plane that went off the runway at LaGuardia. If you're an expert about aviation, they want to hear from you. And you send them your information, just email it to them, and your book, and you want to be on between 7 and 9 a.m. Now, you can do a lot of this yourself. There's directories. You can just Google. I mean, I used to use a Bacon's directory and spend thousands of dollars. Now, you don't even need to do it. I mean, Alex Carroll has a database you'll learn about, but you can do a lot of the legwork yourself. What I call is guerrilla publicity, meaning doing elbow grease is doing the work yourself. And you can call each station up and just Google radio stations in each market, and they want to hear your voice and how great you are. And once you send them a press release, answer, you know, the question of what you're going to talk about and why you are an expert, send them your book, you're on, and then you get them back to your website. So that is strategy number one with radio shows. And in a moment, I'm going to teach you how we can do it for little or no money. I mean, raise your hands, everybody. Here we go. It's hand-raising time. How many of you have ever hired a PR firm? I see a bunch of people. Well, how was it? It was generally probably you got a lot of promises and not a lot of action. And what happens is when you hire a PR firm, they give you a great guarantee, and the guarantee is that they will charge you every month. And that's it. They'll charge you like $5,000 a month, and they'll try really, really hard. But generally, they don't come through with a lot. And what I want for you is for you to figure out how to do it yourself and some of our strategies so that you're not paying a PR firm $5,000 and getting a report on who said no. So I'm going to continue with radio in a moment, but let's give away another set of tickets because it's already 8:30. Okay.
So, okay, this is going to be a little preview of our surprise guest. So put in the subject line, Gracie. I don't care how you spell it. Just put Gracie. Let's see. Somebody was just telling us I heard everything until.
Well, Adam, I didn't curse then because that's good. All right.
Well, yeah, it hasn't come in. Let's see. I heard everything until Rick said, let's get some more winners. Okay, great. Okay.
All right.
So go ahead, Rick.
Okay.
Come in.
Actually, our surprise guest just sent me a text, which is very nice, saying she heard it was on the four legs of the publicity platform. So thank you, our surprise guest. So
okay.
Four legs, just and then well, give away the two tickets since we're a little late. So just go, send orders to Hannigan.com, pick a friend. Oh, you did it. I'm sorry. I just lost my mind. All right, back.
Okay,
Gracie,
so
there you go.
I got winners coming in. I got Brent Scarpo and Dawn Walker, D-O-N Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R. Brent Scarpo and Dawn Walker.
Okay.
So you'll email Rick, wait for it to the end, so he'll give you the email address, and we'll be in touch. And just a reminder, you'll put up a $100 no-show fee, which you'll get back when you get there. And then when you book your airfare or your hotel, you'll be actually put on the registration. Okay, take
there
it
you
away.
Go. And I'm Rick at rickfrischman.com. All right. So we're talking four legs of publicity platform. The first one was internet. We talked about that. Website, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, your blog, et cetera. Second one was radio. I hope you all heard that. I'll briefly go over it again, but radio shows, top shows are from 7 to 9 a.m. There are about 15 stations in every market. You can call up the producer directly after they get off the air and make your pitch. Send them your press release. Send them your book. Answer their question as to, you know, what is the biggest news story of the day and why you are the solution to that question. Mm-hmm. They care about how great you are for their audience and for ratings. So that is the second leg is radio. You're going to hear about radio from Alex Carroll, who's the number one guru in the world on radio. But it's great because it's cheap and you can do tons by phone. The third leg is TV, and we're going to bring on a surprise guest who's one of the best TV coaches in the world. But TV, here's what I want you to do. I start locally with your local TV cable station. And also they have news shows at 6 a.m. and also at noon. And sometimes there's a talk show at 9 o'clock or late in the day, but you do the same strategy that you did with radio. You call up the TV station. It means the producers get fired and change all the time. You call up and say, who's the producer for your 6 a.m. show? Who's your producer for your new news show? Are there any talk shows or public service shows you have? And call them up and you do your pitch and say, I'm an author and here's why I'm an expert. And then go to my site. Here's what I've been on. Let me send you my release and my book. And here's how I can help your audience. Now, remember, the first thing that I will do as a producer is go to your website, and I want to see you on TV shows and see how good you are. And if I'm a radio producer, I want to hear you on radio shows and hear how much energy you have and how great you are. I also want to see a list of radio shows you've been on in the past and a list of TV shows you've been on in the past and how many newspapers have done a story about you. That's credibility. So have that all on your site. Your site is a moving organism that changes and gets updated all the time. Just like our Author 101 University site, we just posted Tom Antion's new video to it yesterday. So we are constantly putting new speakers, new people up there. So it can't be stagnant. The fourth one is newspapers. I'm going very quickly, and we're going to be teaching for 3 days, but I just want to get as much information I can about publicity, and then we're going to talk about publishing. But I just want to give you a lot in a short amount of time, so forgive me all for talking fast. I don't know how much we missed out before. Newspapers, same strategy, is I want you to start with your local newspaper and call the editor up. Send them your book, send them your press release, but start locally. I started with my local newspaper in Long Island, in Jericho, Long Island, and I said, look, I've lived here for 25 years. Here, I have a book about X, and here's what I can teach our community, and let me send you the book. And my local newspaper did me, and that, you know, did an interview and put me on the front page, and then that led to the bigger newspaper, which was in my case, it was Newsday, which had about 70,000. And then that led to the New York Post, and then that led to Associated Press, and finally to New York Times and Wall Street Journal. And I'll tell you in a moment how I got those. But they're all on my site. And the good news is I was able to do this for just about no money. I didn't have to hire a PR firm. And so there are some things we're going to teach you where and some resources that are our secret sauce from publicity that you can do yourself. One of them is, I call it hire a munchkin. And here's what I mean. Instead of hiring a PR firm for $5,000 or $10,000 a month, and they're paying kids who just graduated college $10 an hour or $15 an hour, you can hire those same kids. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to call up your local college, and if they have a communication school, you know, find out if they have a PR department or TV, radio, or newspaper department. I went to Ithaca College in Ithaca, New York, and I studied TV and radio.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, I wanted to just call as many radio stations and TV stations and newspaper editors as I could, because those are the people who were going to hire me when I graduated. So you're going to call up and say, I want to hire a kid. I'm an author, a best-selling author. I want to hire one or two of your students to make phone calls and do PR for me and call radio and TV shows and newspapers on my behalf. You'll pay them $10 to $15 an hour, basically just beer money. These kids will do it for free, but you want to pay them because it's the right thing to do. That's, you know, but you're getting great labor, but more importantly, you're getting kids who know the business, who know the territory. They know the radio shows and the radio stations. They know the TV stations, and they also know, you know, editors, and they'll be dying to call. And it's the greatest way to get free PR. Now, I'm going to give you two different wonderful resources. Some of you get my newsletter, already know this, and you'll all start getting my newsletter soon. I see some people are signing up. Just go to rickfrischman.com or author101.com, put in your name and email. But there are two things that I use and that I used in my PR company when I charged someone $5,000 a month. The first one is a press release sender. And we sent out a release electronically to thousands of outlets, and within a few days we got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pickups, and that was through PR Newswire. Well, we have a friend, Dan Janelle, who gives it to us at a discount, and the discount, if you go to Rick's Press Release Sender, because you're going to send out a press release, rickspressreleasesender.com, it's $395, and you get double the amount of words. So you're getting a discount because, first of all, Dan knows that you're coming through us and he runs it. And secondly, you get, again, double the amount of words to send out your press release. And I do it with every one of my books. In fact, I got Business Week just by using this service. The second service is something called Rick's PR Leads. And it's, again, Dan Janelle. Let me explain how it works. And this is the real secret sauce. I had a book come out called Networking Magic, and I got, using this service, I got queries from editors all across the country every day. Some of you know of a service called Haro, H-A-R-O, which is Help a Reporter Out, which is good. I want you to use it, but this is a slightly better version of that. And basically, I would get emails saying, reporters from so-and-so are looking for a story on diet, on sex, on all these different things, and I would just read through them every day. Well, I saw one that a New York Times reporter was looking for a story about networking, if someone knew anything about networking, and I sent an email back to the New York Times reporter saying, just so happens my book, Networking Magic, is coming out in a week. Let me send it to you, and I know a whole bunch about networking. I sent the reporter my book and a press release, and 3 days later she called me back and said, I love your book. Let me do an interview with you. And lo and behold, a week later, I was in the front page of the New York Times on networking. And the same thing happened. I got in the New York Post, and then I got into the front page of the Wall Street Journal. And there is no amount of money I could pay to get on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. That would be $100,000. And that's all through this service, which is you can get at rickspleads.com. And it's $99 a month, and you get the first month for free. So those are my two secret sauces to getting tons of publicity for little or no money. And you can do it yourself. And use my strategy of hire a munchkin. And a munchkin is a student at a university. It could be a local college that is studying radio and TV. All right, we're at 8:47. Let's give away another couple of tickets.
Okay,
and then
okay.
We'll talk about publishing.
Yeah, I got a surprise guest to bring on, too. So
yes, indeed. Okay.
So we'll do that in the next segment. So surprise guests, get ready. But in this case, those of you that want to win the ticket, you'll email orders@antion.com, orders@antion.com, and you'll put Rubix, R-U-B-I-X, that's my dog, in the subject line. Do it now. And in the meantime, I'm going to bring on our super-duper secret guest, and that happens to be one of the most prolific television people that you will ever meet in person, and the sweetest one, because a lot of television people are kind of arrogant, but this is one of the really nice people in the industry that's got the good. I coined her the triple threat, and her name is Starley Murray. Starley, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you guys doing?
We're great. We can't wait to see you in Los Angeles.
Coming up.
Uh-oh. Sounds like I got some feedback. You're Skyping. So I'm going to shut up and let you take over. I'm going to mute myself because we were having technical problems tonight. So take it away, Starley. Tell them what you're going. Give them some tips and tell them what you're going to talk about at Author 101. And I think you have some giveaways. And I'm going to mute myself, and then I'll come back and talk about the winners after you're done.
Sounds great. Excited to be on the call. And also wanted to say for everybody that is on this call, you couldn't be learning from two more awesome professionals. These are two of my mentors, and, you know, I'll just brag on them for 2 seconds and say, for 25 years, I've been working in television, behind the scenes, and in front of a camera, and with video cameras, tens of thousands of celebrities, national media, the list goes on, and who am I super-duper excited to work with and get training from? Rick and Tom. So I want to say thank you so much, and I've got lots of tips to share, and I'm going to get to it. I even put a timer clock on myself. You're welcome, Rick. So you don't have to bring out, the big hook, Tom, and take me off the stage. And as you call it, Rick, in your book, Mistakes Authors Make, Getting Ready for the Big Stage, and thank you so much for letting me put some even more tips in there. Okay, so three of the things that I was going to give you tonight, and there are three quick tips, I'm going to do it about the same pace as a television segment, is it's going to spin off on Rick's, for the publicity platform. And literally, when we're at Author 101, and, you know, Rick, I see these super long lines and everybody's waiting to meet with the agents and the publishers. And I hear them all asking each other for advice. What do I do? What do I say? And you know what? They might have gotten prepared with how to write the proposal like you're telling them and all these other tips that you tell them. But sometimes they get a little panicked right before. You know, they're excited. So three of the things that I have learned that the agents and publishers like after having interviewed Rick and some of the others there, is that internet, as Rick has covered, I think you know the go-to guru here on this call, Tom Antion, well, not just this call, in the world. And but the other two are going to be celebrity brand, and specific to media publicity, I'm going to hit a little deeper in television since I'm a 20-year veteran of TV. So, all right, celebrity brand. You know, I hear a lot of your authors, you know, Rick, that and your mentees, Tom, that tell me, well, you know, I don't think I should be a celebrity, or I don't think I qualify in that category. Well, I know my message is important, but celebrity, that's a really big, scary title. Well, how you legitimize that is, you know, as a celebrity industry expert, is to, you know, stand out in your field in all of these legitimate ways of publicity, so many of them that you're learning here. Your name and your message, you need to be more instantly recognizable. And the media, one of the reasons why they want to cover you is, as we've talked about, is your book. Other reasons are that you're very newsworthy. Maybe you have a consumer alert, or maybe it's educational. And if it's fiction, you know, very often they're looking for tie-ins with, say, major motion pictures that are coming out, or somehow there's a tie-in with celebrity, or there's so many ways to do it where it's very authentically still protecting your message and at the same time getting you the attention you deserve to stand out in a crowd. Okay? Now, you're getting a lot of the great publicity platform information from Tom and more media publicity from Rick. Wanted to let you know, then touch on my one of my prize donations, my contributions to this call. Rick, you've seen me there in the hall doing a one-on-one consult, giving every little breath of my out of my lungs and, you know, right from my heart, giving them, you know, the experience of a 25-year veteran of television and film. And even just 20 minutes, Rick, and it sounds really, you know, like a lot or even a little ostentatious to say, but it's a $500 value just to get 20 minutes sitting in that hall, because we make sure that they leave with more than the hug and the high five at the end. They get content, real actionable information. So we can usually only get in about 50 people. That has me working around the clock. And so on these calls, for any of the giveaways that you guys include with your winners, it's first come, first serve. And Rick, I know you have, you know, like 250, 350 some odd people there. So if I can only work with 50, it's great that you're getting in on this call. All right, I'm looking at my clock here. Looks like I got a couple more minutes left here. You can cut me off anytime you like, Rick. Are we going in the good direction for you so far?
You're doing great. I love it. Keep going, kiddo.
All right. See, it's just like your TV producers. You get permission. You make sure you're going in the right direction because you want to get invited back. I'm lucky I got invited back with Rick and Author 101. Okay, so how do you present your interview to meet the agent? One of the things that I've noticed is I said how you present your interview. I wasn't talking about your actual content at this moment. One of the things I like to say, it's one of my favorite catchphrases, is put a little show in your business. I come from a show business background, but I'm an industry expert just like so many of the people here on this call. Now, I learned you have to be very passionate about your mission. If the literary agents and publishers, the other experts that you have there, and the agents, if they don't see that you believe in your message, why should they? They really need to see that, and for two reasons. One, they want to know that you can hold people's attention and clearly give your message. But two, they, if they don't see that you're passionate about it, they might not feel that you are going to be the one who's going to follow through and go the whole distance to make sure to promote your book and to do all of the amazing things they suggest. I've been lucky enough to be on some of these conference calls with your publishers, and my goodness, we want to make sure that there's follow through and believing in your dream here and being super clear with your plan, because they'll likely heard a lot of other people before you. So we want to make sure that you stand out with your message. And lastly, I'm going to do the tip three thing. How do you get on TV, or when should I start? The first thing about pitching to get on television starts out with finding out what the producers want. And they generally want what their audience wants. So sometimes you need to gear pitching you, your interview and your book to piggyback on content that's really interesting to that show's viewers. So the producers are looking for that. When should you pitch them? Well, a lot of people wait till after the book's out. Well, I'm the TV person, so you know I'm going to say, you know, as often as before the book comes out. It just depends on what kind of media plan you have. But it's not a bad thing to get up a little bit of publicity about yourself as your own brand, building your celebrity brand and the excitement of your book coming up. There's lots of different ways to do it. And remember, if your book is not even created all the way yet, you may be able to find some really interesting ways through Rick and through Tom, myself, on how you can build really profitable publicity even into your book. So I'm going to end on those three tips and let you know that actually, there's a few more of those and mistakes authors make. Thank you, Rick. And then the last thing is what I'm presenting on stage. One of the things I'm presenting on stage, and I'm just going to tell the title, is six ways to use videos for profitable publicity. And it's through traffic driving videos to your website and intro videos, YouTube, television producer pitch videos, blog videos, testimonial and joint venture partner videos. And the last one's really important, information product videos, because you can sell that stuff straight up. So there you go. I timed myself, guys, and how are we doing on your end?
Perfect. Thanks you much, Starley. And you'll be able to meet Starley in person
And if you play your cards right, you can get a free short one-on-one consultation. That's what she does at the event, is takes care of. I saw her do 60 people consultations in the last event. I couldn't believe it. So she's really a fireball, and you want to meet her. And did you say you had – there were some people that win tonight all automatically get a consultation?
Yes, Tom, and what I'm going to say is that they're going to really want to take advantage of that now, because when we announced our the fact that I was doing these consults –
Oh, you get buried.
Yeah, all within the first maybe 15 minutes of me getting off of stage. And then – so if I'm coming in a day early – and I'm going to work with a lot of your winners, yours and Rick's, from this call then.
Okay, so how should they set up the winners with you for their consultation?
They can send their email to starley@starleymurray.com, and that's S-T-A-R-L-E-Y. Starley Murray is M-U-R-R-A-Y.
All right, Starley at starleymurray.com, and Rick and I both look at you as family, and we can't wait to see you there. So, boy, folks, you got a treat there. She's a massive veteran of TV. She was a national producer of America's Most Wanted, so really 3,000 performances, so you can't wait to meet her. And we've got lots of other folks that are going to be at the event, too, that Rick will tell you about in a minute. But the winners from the last one are Jan Long and Joan Kent. Jan Long and Joan Kent. You won the tickets. Rick will get in touch with you and tell you how to secure them. So why don't you tell them a little bit, Rick, about the people that are going to be at the event.
Okay. And by the way, everyone has been so kind. I've been getting emails and saying, keep talking, we can hear you. And Tom's not there, but we can hear you. So I don't know what I said when I didn't think I was being heard, but might have sounded like a dingbat. But thank
well, yeah,
you so much.
Apparently I got cut off, but you were still on. So,
but I was still talking and flapping away, and then all of a sudden there was nothing there, and I went, oh, my goodness. So there you go. Well, thank you all
right.
for sending emails. So and a lot of people sign up to get the Rolodex IC, and I've gotten emails from some of the winners, so just send me rick@rickfrischman.com, and I've already sent people back coupon codes and how you get in, so no problem.
Yeah,
so,
tell them about the whole event, and then we'll get back to some more tips.
And then we'll get back. I want to talk about publishing.
Thing.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's all at author101.com, and you'll see Mr. Tom Ante on there and Brendan and other people. But
Is it author101 or author101?
Well, actually,
university?
Both go to the
both?
Same place, which
okay,
is really
great.
Nice. So
okay.
It's author101university.com or author101.com, and they both go to the site. And you'll see Starley Murray, who you just heard from, and a whole bunch of other really cool folks. Tom is my oldest and youngest speaker there. But I mean, he's been there more than anyone because and he gets to speak twice. He's going to speak on Thursday and also again on Friday afternoon because he gives more content than just about anybody in the world. So
I'm going
to
be doing a special session with you at the VIP too.
This is true. Yeah, we have a VIP early in the morning, and you're going to do a special session. I think that's Saturday morning before it starts too. So or Friday morning, but one of those mornings. So. You're going to see and hear a lot of Mr. Tom Antion, but hear from yes.
Also, the winners tonight, a reminder, you can upgrade, if you'd like, to a VIP status where you get special seating, you get special, you get drinks at the VIP party,
you get a whole dinner. I mean, it's worth it just for that.
Oh,
so.
Okay, yeah, you get the dinner, and then you also get
and drinks. And the hobnob with all of our speakers and all the agents and all the publishers. And that's VIP. It's very reasonable. It's
$190. Yeah, but they also get that 20-hour best of series from all the past Author 101.
Right. You get about 20 3 hours of audio on an MP3 from a last, and that's worthy just for that, from a previous author 101, which is really cool. And you also get a VIP lounge, so you can go in for coffee and.
Send the link when you contact them, Rick. Send the link when you contact them so that they can upgrade if they want.
Yeah, that's good. When you do it, we'll send you all back once you sign up. I'll send everybody a special link for VIP, and you can sign up for that. So some of the folks you're going to be meeting are, and we have a lot of new folks who are coming this time. But one guy is named Jim Quick, Quick Learning, and he's actually a genius. He does something on stage which I never can understand, where people will put, from the audience will yell out 100 different numbers. So 50 people, 100 people say numbers, and he will then remember all of them and tell the audience back. I couldn't remember more than four, let me tell you.
Four words and backwards.
Then he'll do it backwards, and he's teaching people about learning and about memory, and he, by the way, counsels with people like Richard Branson of Virgin. Jim Quick is one of his advisors, so he's going to be speaking. He hasn't been there for years. He's a close friend, great guy. Another fellow named Tom, now you're Tom, hello, we know about you, Scott Hoffman. Scott Hoffman, I've known since the day he became a literary agent, and I invited him to, when we first started in 2002, to our seminars, and he is now runs Folio Literary Management, is one of the biggest, he actually has about 25 literary agents underneath him. He's one of the biggest literary agents in the world, and most important agents. You can't get to him unless you come and meet him at this event. Go backwards about 6 years, and we were at an event, and Brendan Burchard came, and he was flat broke. All he had was a book proposal, and I met Brendan. I fell in love with the kid. I introduced him to Scott Hoffman, and Scott and I took him under our wing, and Scott got him his first book deal with Harper San Francisco, Life's Golden Ticket. And it all started because he showed up at one of our events. Then fast forward another couple of years, and Brendan wanted to have another book, and he wrote a book in 13 days in January. He gave me the book on February 5th. I published the book on March 5th in Morgan James Publishing, and it became number one. It went to number one on the New York Times on March 21st. So don't let anybody tell you that it takes, first of all, years to write a book. Brendan wrote it in 13 days. That it'll take 2 years to get a book out. I published his book in 1 month, and because of everything that he learned, we made it a number one New York Times bestseller in 20 days. Now, not everyone is Brendan Burchard, but you can learn what he did, and it all started by coming to the event, and he was broke. He borrowed money from his parents to get there. And now most of you have heard of Brendan Burchard. He's a number one New York Times bestseller and good friend, and he's also doing extremely well. Another lady's come. This is interesting, named Joanne Padgett. She came to Author One about 3 years ago. She writes novels. She's self-published, and using the strategies we taught her, she's out there promoting all the time. She has sold over 1 million books. Her first book has sold 740,000 books. Next one sold 145,000 books. Very interesting lady. Again, I'm not going to tell everybody on the site, but another fellow who hasn't been back in a long time is a fellow named David Ricklin, who runs selfgrowth.com. 1 million people go to his site every month talking about social media. Very neat guy. And lastly, just Bill Gladstone, who runs Waterside. And again, we're going to have a panel of literary agents like Scott Hoffman and Bill Gladstone. Waterside Literary Management, he handles Eckhart Tolle. He picks up new clients at every Author 101. He's based in San Diego. And he's a film producer as well, but he's one of the biggest agents in America. You can't get to these people unless you come and meet them face to face. And what we have is a panel on Thursday night and Friday night with all these publishers and literary agents. We have an editor from HarperCollins who's coming. I just signed a new literary agent who was my editor at Adams Media 10 years ago, who's now a very big literary agent. We have a panel of agents and publishers on Thursday night and Friday night talking about where is publishing going and how to get a book out and different ways of getting published. And then we have meet and greets, and that's the fun part, where it's speed dating, where you get to pitch your book or your proposal face-to-face with an editor, an agent, a publisher. And if you can't get, you know, turn them on in 5 minutes, you're doing it wrong. And you get to meet them all, and we have about 15 of them face-to-face speed dating, and people are walking out with deals. People are walking out with literary agents and getting published, and it's like nowhere else. It's, and we have a wonderful time. And then if you sign up for VIP, and again, I'll send you a link for that, it's $197. You get all the other stuff, but you get to hang out with these folks at our VIP dinner. I call it a cocktail party, but we feed you, too. We bring in tons of food, so it's really dinner on Friday night and the VIP lounge. And this one is a three-day event. It's just Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 9th, 10th, and 11th. A lot of folks are out in California. You can just drive in on Thursday morning. From those of you from other places, just fly in Wednesday night. Our hotel room is only $125. It's at the Westin LAX. So you don't need a car. It's right at the airport. And that's about the event. So check it out, author101university.com. We're already running a little late. Let's
yeah,
get
more
tickets,
we
promise,
yeah.
And then we'll do some more teaching.
I'll give so, all right. So here's the deal. Email me at orders@antheon.com and put book deal in your subject line, book deal. Go
okay.
ahead, Rick. I'll interrupt you when I have the winners.
All right. And then we promise to give away at least 16, so we will do that tonight. And by the way, if you're calling in on if you're listening on a replay, we have a way for you to win as well. But we promise we'll give away the 16, and you can bring us for free. Let's talk a little bit about publishing. I just told you the story about Brendan Burchard, who is broke. Actually, he was more than broke. He was in debt. All he had was a book proposal, and he came to our event, and he met a literary agent, and that turned his life around. And I'm not saying everybody can do what Brendan did, but you can start, and you can get going. So your next homework assignment is book proposal. We're going to give you something free. So there are three ways to get published. Number one is traditional publishing, where Simon Schuster, HarperCollins, McGraw-Hill, I have several books published by a major traditional publisher. And what I needed to have is, first of all, was a book proposal. I'm going to tell you what should be in there. And the book proposal, in a moment, a book proposal, the main thing that does is, well, it's first of all, it's your business plan, but it gets you a literary agent. And a literary agent's very hard to get because they get about 500 query letters a week, and they only take people that they know, generally. So it's very hard to get to a literary agent unless you have a personal contact. But your literary agent, if you get one, will take your book proposal and then try to sell it to an editor at a major house. And an editor will then take it to publishing board, and they will then vote on whether they think that it's publishable. If they say yes, they will come back to you. And if you're unknown, they'll offer you an advance of anywhere between zero and probably $1,500. In some cases, they'll make you buy back books. Sometimes, I mean, one company, I know their contract, nonfiction house, you have to buy back 5,000 books, hardcover, $25, at 40 off a list. And basically, you're giving them about $60,000. And And that way they know that you have the resources to do something when the book comes out. And I have a copy of their contract. Sometimes, if they really love you and it's a big book, they don't have you do a buyback. But basically, they take all of your rights, your intellectual property rights. They will do the cover, the design. They'll edit the book. They'll get it out in about a year to 2 years. Usually it takes about a year and a half to get the book out. They'll get it out into bookstores. And if it doesn't sell in 3-4 months, the books will come back. And you can then buy the books back from them, or they destroy the books. There are about 3 million books published a year. About 300,000 of them are published by a major house. And if you think about that, that's over 1,000 books a day. So think about your chances of getting on a shelf in Barnes & Noble or Books A Million when 1,000 new books are being made available a day. But that is traditional publishing. Now, I know I didn't paint it to be something amazing and wonderful, but I'd like you to try to get published by a major publisher if they give you a whole bunch of money. The other way of getting published, then we're going to talk about your book proposal, is POD, print on demand. Now, there's a friend of mine, Dan Pointer, who parapublishing.com is the number one guru in self-publishing. And you used to have to print all the books yourself and do all the editing and do all the design and the cover and print a whole bunch of books and put them in your garage and then try to get a distributor. And you're usually $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in the hole, and no one really wants to buy your book. Well, now the newer, better way of doing it is POD, which is print on demand. There are lots of companies out there. Author Solutions owns a bunch of them. Which like iUniverse and Author House. There's also Lulu. My favorite, if you're going to go that way, is CreateSpace.com, which is owned by Amazon. Here's the good news is they can get a book out in 3 months. They don't take your rights. They'll do a cover, and it will look pretty good. So it's a great way of getting started. It's sort of the minor leagues of publishing. And it's a great way. There are, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of books that get printed on demand. And what happens is someone orders the book today. It's printed this afternoon, and it's shipped tomorrow. So basically, they print one book at a time. That's what on demand means. There are actually machines now that are in malls all across the world where you can just give them the title of a book and it'll print it right on the spot. That's where publishing is going. But the bad news about print-on-demand is twofold. Number one, the average print-on-demand book sells under 100 books in its lifetime. Usually, the people who buy the book are someone who either birthed you or married you. But it's a great way of just getting going and getting started. The other bad news is this, is that anybody can have a book done print on demand. It's great for a book of poetry that not many people will read, or a book of your mother's recipes that you want to give to your relatives. But anybody can get it done. Now, here's the bad part, is that me, as a publisher, I know that you had a book done print on demand. But also, the producers at the Today Show and Good Morning America and CNN and the editors at San Francisco Chronicle and New York Times, et cetera, know that you've done a POD and that anybody can do it. And there's no system in place, saying it's good or bad. And basically, if it's not a book on how to make a bomb, it's okay, or it's not filled with hatred. But it's a great way of getting going, and some of them look really well. Now, if you do a book print on demand and you do publicity, you got to do all the publicity yourself and all the marketing yourself, no matter what, whether a traditional publisher picks you up, whether a print on demand publisher picks you up, or whether a hybrid publisher picks you up, you're still in charge of publicity and marketing, and that's just the way it is. And by the way, print-on-demand publishers will try to sell you a package of tons and tons and tons of junk you don't need. Don't buy it. There are class action suits out there suing a lot of these people. You can get, like, CreateSpace to do it for, like, $500. Take their cheapest package. Don't take all their marketing and all this other gobbledygook because they're not worth anything. And in my view, you can, you know, check with your lawyer and accountant, but that's my view, is just get the cheapest amount. Third way is what is now called hybrid publishing, and that's what we do at Morgan James Publishing, although there are lots of other publishers that are similar. By the way, Announcement Publishers Weekly is doing a story, it's coming out in about a week, that names us as one of the fastest growing publishers in America. We've been there about 5 years in a row. We were started in 2003. We publish about 150 books a year. Again, we get about 5,000 manuscripts. We only take about 150. Now, that's important because we're just like a traditional publisher. We don't take anything. We have a publishing board that decides whether you are worthy enough for us to publish you. And we help you with ghostwriters, et cetera. We don't take your intellectual property rights, so that if the book does well, you can take it and sell it to somebody else. Now, that's real important. Going back to Brendan Burchard, we published Millionaire Messenger. We just talked about that. It went to number one New York Times. We sold probably 60, 70,000 books in a very short amount of time. He had his intellectual property rights. Scott Hoffman, the agent you're all going to meet, then took his rights and sold it to Simon & Schuster for Millionaire Messenger and a new book called The Charge to Simon & Schuster for $2 million. I can tell you that because it's public knowledge. He was able to get his rights back because we didn't take his rights. You still own your own intellectual property rights. Very important. With us, though, as a hybrid, I think of it as a little bit of the best of both POD publishing and traditional publishing. We have, oh, by the way, with POD, important, forgive me, your book will basically never be in a bookstore because it is non-returnable. It's done one at a time. They don't tell you that, but something you need to know. It'll be on Amazon and, you know, on different online sites, but not in a bookstore. With us, we have 42 reps that work with Ingram Publishing Services, and that's one of the biggest sales forces in America that sell our books into bookstores. Now, they're not going to sell them in unless they know that, A, it's a good book, and, B, you're going to be doing publicity and marketing, because if a book goes into a bookstore, we want it to get sold, and they don't want it to come back. In publishing, if a book goes into a bookstore, it's there on consignment, meaning it's not sold until it's sold. So we could ship 50,000 books into Barnes & Noble, and then if they're not sold in a month or 2 months, they can ship them all back to us. So we don't want that to happen. That's why we teach you about marketing and publicity. But we do everything. We do the design, the cover, that we print the book. We get it as an e-book, so it's online. You make a royalty. You get a small advance. But we want people who are going to be entrepreneurs and promote their books. One other thing about us at Morgan James is we give a portion of every book that we publish to Habitat for Humanity. We actually built a bunch of houses near where Tom lives in Hampton, Virginia, Newport News, Virginia. David Hancock is the president who's the founder, Morgan James, of Habitat in the Virginia region. And after we build a house for folks, we then, once we give them the house at the ceremony, we give them a library of books so that once we put a roof over their head, we want to fill their head with knowledge as well. So some of what we look for, in fact, a lot of what we look for, are folks who are really great people who are looking to give back and help humanity and give back in some way. If you have your own foundation, your own charity, that's great too. But we don't want people who just want to make money. We want to have people who are going to change the world in some way. I'm going to take a pause, give away two more tickets, and then
okay,
I'm going to...
Okay, so let me tell who won from the last time. Dr. Kathy Seifert and Suzanne Lee Chung. So that would be Dr. Kathy Seifert and Suzanne Lee Chung from the last time. And those that are hanging in there and want to win this time, email orders@antheon.com. I know we got a lot of new people just popped on, so you'll email orders@antheon.com. If you know you can go to Los Angeles and use the tickets at April 9th to 11th, then don't play if you can't. And you also put a $100 no-show deposit, which you'll get back as soon as you arrive. So that's kind of how it works. So put "I want to go" in your subject line of your email to orders@antheon.com. I want to go.
Great. Good. Tom, how many are we giving out, just so I know how many we need?
All right,
to, so.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 14. So we got another one to go.
We've given 14 already?
Well, two for each person.
Oh, that's for the guests. Okay, gotcha. All right, so let's give extra. We'll give 10 sets, so we'll give a couple more, okay?
Okay, yeah, I'll do.
All right, here we go. So back to publishing. All right, so we have traditional publishing, we have print on demand, and we have hybrid publishing.
Oh, by the way, Jan Long just said, I published two books at Morgan James. They do a great job. And she just wanted you to know that.
Well, thank you, and welcome to our family. And truly, you know, we are there for you, and most of our authors, interestingly, have more than one book. So, for instance, Joel Kahn, you know, because once you write one book, you say, wow, this was cool, I can do another one. I mean, look at me. I can't even write, and I'm on book number 18. So if I can do it, you can do it. And even Tom Antheon has a couple books out, for God's sake. So, and he really doesn't know how to write. So at any rate, many of our authors, once they have one and it's been successful, they have another one after that. And here's something I just want you to understand. No matter how you publish, whether it's traditional, POD, or hybrid, the book, and I'm going to tell you the truth, is not going to make you a ton of money. I mean, yes, we have best-selling authors, and some of our authors have made a bunch, but most folks don't make a lot of money just on royalties in the book. And we can get into, we pay royalties. I don't want to bog everybody down, but where you make money is in the back end. And that's what Tom teaches you, is what does the book do for you? It makes you an expert. It gives you credibility. People will hire you more, but also will buy your products and services, et cetera. So Brendan, and you know, but when he, yes, he sold like 50,000 books in about 3 weeks, but he made seven figures on the back end in that same 3-4 weeks because he had other stuff to sell people. And that's what we try to teach folks, and that's what Tom teaches them, is how to build a whole business online and have, he calls it the ka-ching, as all of you know from Tom. I call it MPI. That's my version of it, and is what I want for all of you. And MPI, write that down, stands for Massive Passive Income. It's the same thing that Tom says with ka-ching. Another way of saying it is when you're making money in the middle of the night. Tom, he makes more money when he's sleeping than when he's waking, because he's got so many things coming on, you know, and so many streams of income. He doesn't have to be doing this. He could be playing tennis or walking his dogs or saving another dog right now, but he loves teaching people and being out there. But he just has this thing going. If he never worked another day in his life, he would still be a gazillionaire just with all the stuff he set up in the past. But he does it because he loves people. And I love, you know, the energy, like when we're around. That's why I do this thing, just so I can be around Tom again. So at any rate, that's what we do. But the book doesn't make you the money from the book itself. Now, I promise, let's go back to, I talked about the book proposal. No matter how you are getting published, I want all of you today to start on your book proposal, even if your book is done. And the book proposal is the business plan for your book. I have several books out there on how to write a book proposal. One of them is just Author 101, best-selling, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's a blue book. You can see. If you go on Amazon, put in Rick Frischman, you'll see all my cockamamie books. It's the blue new Amazon Author 101 book. Teaches you how to write a book proposal. But I have a free software, too. But here's what goes in your book proposal. I'm going to just tell you really quick. Number one is, who are you? Tell me, you know, why you are an expert. Tell me, you know, your CV, you're a doctor, a lawyer, a business person, but why are you uniquely qualified to write this book? Number two, the title of the book and the subtitle. Tell me your URLs. Do you own them? Number three, I want chapters. So I want 15 chapter headings. I want you to write that down in the next few days. 15 chapter headings. Under, and then a couple of them, at least one chapter, just write me one chapter of the book. Now, this is nonfiction. If it's fiction, by the way, and we publish fiction, you got to send me the whole book because we got to know that you're actually a good writer. So we need to see the whole book. But for nonfiction, I want to see 15 chapter headings, and I want to see one chapter. If you have a ghostwriter like I do, and I'll tell you how I do my books, let me know that you have a ghostwriter editing and helping you with your book, etc. Give me a competitive analysis. Very important. Here are other books just like mine that have come out over the past years that are successful, but mine is different because A, B, C, D. But show me competitive books that are similar and why, you know, they've done well. Don't say that no book has ever sold, you know, that it's like mine, that this is the only book in mankind, in the history of mankind, that is ever going to be like my book. Because if there's not one book out ever in the history of mankind that's like your book, there's a reason for that. So tell me something like, my book is a little bit like Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus by John Gray. However, he wrote that in 1984. I'm writing this in 2015. You know, and I have uniquely qualified because A, B, C, D, and lots of new things have been discovered since then, you know, that now people X, Y, Z. So give me competitive analysis. Really good. Okay. Lastly, really important is your platform. That's what we, and I keep going back to that, but it comes back to who you are. But here's what I've done in the past. I've been on Oprah. I've been on the Today Show. I've been in the New York Times. I have a newsletter that goes out to 100,000 people. I have a blog. I'm on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and YouTube. In essence, here's are people who follow me or in what Dan Kennedy, a lot of you have heard of Dan Kennedy, would say, here are people in my herd. So that when my book comes out, there are tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people who know of me that are dying to get my book. And here's what I'm going to do when the book comes out. Not what I'm asking you to do as a publisher, but I'm going to be doing a 30-city tour. I'm a professional speaker. I'm going to be doing radio shows and TV shows and newspapers. I'm hiring a PR firm. I have a budget of X to hire a PR firm. Or, you know, I've come to Author 101 University, or I've studied at Tom Antion boot camp. I have people come to us. And they said, look, I'm taking Tom's course. I've been to Virginia. And I've also studied with Peggy McCall and a few other teachers, Barbara DeAngelis. Well, that shows me that these people are serious and that they're going to really step up when the book comes out and are learning. And I'm learning every day because it changes so fast. So put that all in your proposal under your platform as to what you've done. And remember and give me your website. And that proposal is your is really your business plan. And whether you're going to do it POD or however you're going to have that, get your book published, that's what we're going to look at, and that's what you're going to give to these agents and editors and publishers when you come to Author 101 University. So that's really important. Now, here's something free. I had a student come a few years ago, and I taught him all this, and he read my book, and he developed a software which is free. And it's at BP, standing for Book Proposal, Wiz, W-I-Z, .biz. BPWiz.biz. Or you can get there at ricksbookproposalwiz.com. Because I hate .biz. And when we talk about getting URLs, we talked about earlier, you always have to get the .com. You can get the biz and the net and all that stuff after, you know, or in addition to it, but you got to have .com. And by the way, you may have noticed how I have branded some of the my resources. So I have Rick's CheapDomains.com. I have Rick's WebSolution.com, which goes to our shopping cart, the same as Tom's. I use the same one, which is one shopping cart, but that's my private label. I have Rick's BookProposalWiz.com, et cetera. So, excuse me, but that's a lesson for all of you to do something like that as well. All right, let's give away where I'm getting late.
We got
let's give away two more real fast, okay?
Okay, we already got the winners from last
okay.
time. And there's no name with this one. It's TV Medicine at AOL. You're a winner, and Dawn Allen. TV Medicine and AOL and Dawn Allen. For the next
okay.
round, put in I'm a Smart Cookie, because you're coming off the 101. But I'm a Smart Cookie for the next round of freebies.
Okay, and
all
then
right,
we've
Dawn Allen.
To
Yeah, do you have any more?
Oh, I got more kids. We have one more to give out, freebies. But now, everybody, by the way, who's won, make sure you email me, rick@rickfrischman.com. If you don't hear from me, probably tonight, but at least by tomorrow morning, make sure you send me back and just say I'm a winner and I'm coming, and that you definitely can make it. Now, some folks live in the L.A. area. We'd love you to come and stay at our hotel, because a lot more networking goes on if you can, and you can bring a guest for free. But send me an email, rick@rickfrischman.com. I know some of you are getting tired. It's 9:34. If you didn't answer any questions, you can still send me an email, rick@rickfrischman.com, and I'll answer you or call me. Let me just finish a little bit about writing the book and publishing. So, but all of you, I want you to write this book proposal. You can go to, again, it's bpwiz.biz, and that'll do it for you. It's just plug and play. It's free. And basically, it says, here's what I did, and then you just put in your content. Tons of folks have used it, and a student did it, and it is actually free. It's bizarre, and they don't even try to upsell you something. But very cool service that you can use. Now, here's how I write my books. I take that book proposal with my 15 chapters, and then I just start talking my book. So we've been blabbering here for about an hour and 35 minutes. That would be an hour and 35 minutes, you know, probably 15 pages of content or 20 pages of content, because I talk really fast. So what you can do is I want you to write down your 15 chapters. Now, a book is generally, a nonfiction book is about 175 to 200 pages long. That's the sweet spot in the book. We don't want it longer than that. Most people don't read that much. So if you have 15 chapters and you have 10 pages per chapter, that's 150 pages. Well, some chapters are going to be a little longer, and then you're going to have, you know, some other stuff and a resource list and everything. Well, that's going to be right there, 175 pages right there. Brendan's book was 161 pages long, Millionaire Messenger. Some of you have that back. Look at it. 161 pages long. We sold it for $21.95. People, you know, it sold because it had great content, not because it was a long book. Because people could read it, you know, on an airplane really fast. So you take those 15 chapters, and here's what you do. You can get any software you like. The one that most people say they like the most is Dragon Speak. You can get it at Best Buy, at anywhere. Just go on the internet and load it in your computer, and you just talk to your computer. That's it. I've been doing that with a guy named Gary Goldstein, who you all meet, who is a movie producer. He produced Pretty Woman, and I fell in love with this guy, and he told me his whole story, and we just started recording his book, and we're still recording it, which is his life story. So you can just record for about an hour a day, you know, and that will be, you know, 10 pages to 15 pages. You could have your book done in 2 to 3 weeks. I mean, and what that Dragon Speak does, or any software like that, I know there's some, you know, there's many of them like that, is it actually transcribes your voice. And all you then have to do is take that transcription and give it to an editor. And I know lots of great editors And they will clean it up for not a huge amount of money. They're not writing the whole book for you. You wrote your book. You talked it. They just got to make it readable. And one, two, three, you got a book which is 175 to 200 pages long. If you're a novelist, you can talk your book as well. Same thing. But most novels are longer, probably 200, 250 pages, 300 pages. You don't have to, write it on your computer. And that, some of you are great writers. And if you love typing and doing it on your computer every morning, great. God bless you. For me, I like to talk my book, and then I get it transcribed, and I have my editor / ghostwriter make it readable, and that's how I do my books. But it's an easy system, and believe it or not, we have 6 weeks to go to Author 101. You don't have to have the whole book completed. You just have to have your proposal. And in your proposal, you can say, I'm in the middle of it. I have an editor. I'll have the book done by X date. But you can even just give us a couple of chapters. And most of us will want you to send us the book later or email us your information afterwards. But that is the publishing business. And the publishing business is changing, and you all have power now. It's a wonderful thing because we don't have to wait for the gods at Simon & Schuster and HarperCollins to bless our book and publish our book 2 years later and take our rights and give us no money. It's like, let's make it a bestseller. Let's get it out ourselves. Let's do this quickly. And then once we do a great job, if Mr. Simon and Mr. Schuster want to give us $1 million, I'll consider giving you my rights for the book because I know I can write another one real fast, and that's okay. But in my view, don't give them your rights. Don't wait 2 years. There's a new sheriff in town. It's all you guys learning the new ways of getting published, and it's very exciting. So we're here to help you, and we're here to help you market your book. And by the way, just for some of the novelists on the call, I just want to tell one fast story, and then we'll give away our final two tickets and also give a chance for folks who are listening to this on a replay to win as well. I handled a guy several years ago who wrote a love story, and we sent him all across America. But when you're a novelist, you need to have a nonfiction hook because the media doesn't care about what you wrote. You made this stuff up. It's just a story. And this guy wrote a love story. And guess what? There's a lot of people who have written love stories in the past, like Shakespeare. Have you ever heard of Romeo and Juliet? And it's the same thing. Boy meets girl, boy wins girl, boy loses girl, blah, 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 and all the other stuff. Well, okay. And if you can make them cry and you make them laugh, then, and you tell a great story, I want to read your book. But it's still a love story that this guy wrote. And it's like, what are we going to talk about? So we came up with a nonfiction hook, and my nonfiction hook for this guy was I coined him, and the publisher called him the most romantic man in America. And all the women on this call, you all want romance. I understand that. And I'm an old married farmer. I've been married, 35 years. Wow, do you believe that? In October. And that is ridiculous. Okay. But all women want romance. So we sent this young fella around the country. And what was he? He was a pharmaceutical salesman. That's it. He was a tall, cute guy, pharmaceutical salesman, wrote this love story. We sent him around the country as the most romantic man in America, and the book started taking off. And the guy we sent around was a guy named Nicholas Sparks, and the book was called The Notebook. And young Mr. Nicholas Sparks is probably the best, selling novelist in America and has made millions, and you've seen his movies. And it started with just a love story and lots of publicity. Now, his book, there were tons of other novels coming out at the same time, but he busted his butt, and he learned publicity, and we trained him, and he went out there, and women fell in love with him, and the rest is history. So you can do it. That's the name of the game, and we're going to teach you. There are lots of great people to help you. And Tom's here to help you, and I'm there, and all of our agents, et cetera. So, all right, last Let's do the winner's the last one and then give out the last two tickets. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to see everybody April 9th through 11th in Los Angeles. The last two winners are Holly Rouser and Wayne Wicca. Holly Rouser and Wayne Wicca. Great to see you there. Now, those of you that didn't win, and those of you listening to the replay, we can do the same thing we did last time, Rick?
Yep, sounds good.
All right. We're going to do an essay contest. So, in 250 words or less, and I count them. If it's 251, I'm not reading. All right. 250 words or less, you're going to tell us why you are going to come to, why you want to come to Author 101. You're going to tell us what you plan to accomplish and what good is it going to do for the world with whatever you're going to do. So essay contest, you can still win. Those of you listening to the replay and those of you that didn't win tonight. Rick, as always, awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm going to get this replay out as soon as I can. And, hey, we're fired up. We're going to be there in April and hope to see everybody there.
Fabulous. And winners, send me an email, rick@rickfrischman.com. People are just on the call and have a question, send us, both Tom and I. We respond to everybody if you have a question. And, Tom, sir, thank you. Can't wait to see you in 6 weeks. And go to the site and see Tom's video. He's a very funny-looking man. If you haven't seen him in person, you can see him there. He's a very handsome dude. Thank you all for being on the call. We'll see you in April. And, Sir Tom, thanks for everything you do. All righty?
All right. Good night, everybody. Good night, Sparrow.
Nighty-night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.